So you have decided to restore your body by hiking and camping. A wise choice. Above all, don't pack for your adventure. Packing is exhausting. You assemble your pack long before you are ready to leave. This can help you think about your purchases ahead of time, rethink them as you ponder the woods, and maybe get a good deal or two. I repeat, an adventurer never packs for adventure. They just grab their pack and leave. And while a proper rejuvenating adventure is no less than 90 days, weekend adventures with a day pack are a lifesaver. 5 things that you should never go without are a backup sealed water filter for when your main one freezes and stops working, more lighters than an Irish pub's lost and found drawer, paper and pencil for leaving trail messages, mosquito sticks to chase the insects away from your camp. Kick the stick to get rid of the ash before putting it out or you will burn your hand. And the fluffy, somewhat annoying, certainly thick and regrettable sleeping bag that will keep you safe if you ever make a mistake or a miscalculation. And, as a bonus, it is worth mentioning experimental stuff, like a lightweight hammock tent that you attach to 2 trees. It should have a rain cover. It could become your primary tent, rain or shine. Bathrooms are a solved problem, as at first you bring a second tent, and for the love of goodness do not take it back home, and as you warm up to the woods, you will need the orange shovel to prevent the other animals from sniffing. Bears are just like any other animal. Don't run. Make yourself larger and louder, and should a bear be fool enough to approach you, think of it as a plumber would. Get behind the bear and go up to your elbow. Any veterinarian will tell you, you are not hurting the bear. The bear will most likely leave you alone. In fact, most other animals will leave you alone, which is rather convenient if you are in a group camping area. Or just a zoo. Occasionally, the larger bear may befriend you and let you ride it, as dominance is a social accomplishment in their culture. And as a useful bonus, until you wash your arm, you won't be bothered by any of the local mosquitoes. Animals other than bears can be dangerous as well. This is why you should use a walking stick that doubles as a fierce spear for mice. And should you ever anger a buffalo, use the other kind of stick, the tree. Buffalo will be forced to navigate, but you can simply step behind. Don't act nervous, like its intimidation tactics are working. Instead, puff up your chest and firmly and demandingly ask, "What are you going to do about it?" in your best New Yorker impression. If you must, you may ask it if it's trying to talk to you as well. To answer the question, the buffalo will eventually tire and take its leave. Having said that, the most dangerous thing in the woods is actually your knife. Knives have an etiquette. In order for you to handle a knife, you must practice cutting away from yourself, and that includes small knives and other blades as well. Never use a knife unless you absolutely need it. Don't carve sticks, don't cut sausages, always wear gloves around sharp objects, including sticks when gathering firewood, and have a real, non-discount, not-car, medkit with you. Finally, carry a backup satellite communicator. Put it in a waterproof pouch, and check up on it every once in a while. Get a beacon if you drive out far. Your car will eventually break down. The best advice is to never test nature, as no adventurer has ever really won. Human beings are delicate creatures, and Earth is mostly hostile to us. You must always adapt and always use your wisdom. Getting lucky a few times does not make an expert. It makes a fool. Like in life, wisdom must always come first, especially around freezy, sloshy, pointy, sharp, angsty, stompy, or toothy things. The lit area that you see deep in the woods is just a temporarily sunlit tree surrounded by spider webs, pointy sticks, and deer ticks. Always stay on the trail. Always follow the blaze. And when you are not sure which path to take, take the more obvious one that everyone else would. Adventurers, do not take shortcuts.